Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is Lee. For the record, totally normal. Okay, there's nothing to see here. I just want to preface that. It's all very normal.
Glad you warned us.
Yeah. And we're totally not seeing stats that go beyond even the Great Recession. We're not seeing that. So there's nothing to be concerned about. It's impossible to even know, really, if we're in a recession. I mean, if we just don't identify as being in a recession, then we're just not.
We just don't know what we don't know.
We just don't know anything. We don't know anything. So it's all very unknowable. It's all very murky. It's all very confusing. But I keep seeing these stats that I keep pointing out to you where things are worse than during the Great Recession. Like this headline from Fortune. Wall Street. U.S. housing market to see the second biggest home price decline since the Great Depression. Wait. Since the Great Recession? No. Since the Great Depression.
They mentioned the D word, huh?
The D, the Great Depression, which is not the Great Recession, but is the Great Depression.
Yeah, the one that was like, almost 90 years ago.
Yeah, that one. I can remember as a kid, too, my grandfather, I don't know if you had any Depression-era grandparents.
Yep.
And my grandpa would buy, you know how cheap those tin cans of, like, vegetables are?
Yep.
And he would eat, like, two-thirds a thing of green beans, and I'd be like, chuck that. It's like a dollar, right? Like $2.50 now, but whatever. Mm-hmm. And he'd eat every last bit of it. He was because he never knew it was around a corner, and he kept a large garden even when he really got too old to take care of it. But he'd go out there and shuffle out there and try to do it because he was always waiting for the shoe to drop around the corner. And that's how they because you learned that it was hard. I mean, you got dependent on your garden and your own home garden, things like that. And he wouldn't let it go even when he was too old to take care of it for that very reason, because he'd lived through that. And he did not forget. He was born in 1910. So that made a real impression on me as the kid. He was still in his 80s traumatized by the Great Depression. Mm-hmm. That's what we're talking about here.
You tend to remember things like that when you go through difficult periods.
Let me read this sentence. It's always refreshing to see somebody telling the truth about the economy in this country. That history or lack of history is why recent outlooks published by Wall Street titans are raising eyebrows. Not only is there a building consensus on Wall Street that we've entered into a period of falling home prices, obviously, but there's also a consensus it will be the second sharpest home price decline since the Great Depression. Not the Great Recession, the Great Depression. And this is all from the internals of Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs, Moody's Analytics. And look, we saw double-digit price decreases before, and that gave us the Great Recession. But the difference this time is the speed. It's the speed of it. It's the crash of it. So obviously homes were overvalued, Lee. I mean, everybody's been walking around saying that for years.
Yeah.
And a lot of that obviously is caused by really bad policy with our interest rates. The government shouldn't even be setting interest rates. I mean, the Federal Reserve, I mean, they shouldn't have anything to do with it whatsoever. The market should determine it. We wouldn't have to have this every 10 years, but we do. So this is what we're doing. So what's happened is Jerome Powell at the Federal Reserve, who said, what? That inflation? No inflation. It could be transitory. We'll be fine. Just go ahead and print some more. And then we did. And then he went, oopsie, I got to fix this. I'm going to jack rates through the roof at an amazing speed. Watch me. And so you get this crashing out that we're having. And is a correction needed? Absolutely. But here's the problem. The correction's needed because they inflated the bubble again. And the problem with that is that when you crash out the market like this, so many jobs are lost. My sister's job's already gone. She was in a mortgage industry. They already shed all those workers, months ago in anticipation of this. She's had to get a new career in a new industry, newly trained. She'll survive for now. But when the real estate industry, I mean, that is thousands and thousands of jobs gone. that begins to bleed over into home repairs because you always have to call the handyman when you sell your house to settle up, you know, differences between the two sides of what needs to be fixed. People buy new furniture, they buy, home goods, all of that kind of say throw stuff away. All those industries are getting whack. It's going to be thousands of jobs gone. And where are we? Well, Jerome Powell's cheering it on. He's going, well, I'm going to have to shrink the real estate industry to get a hold of inflation. So, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and take 20% off the top. I mean, he's telling us this. Yeah, I'm going to shrink it just to save you. Well, save me from what? Well, inflation. Oh, well, Mr. Powell, why do we have inflation? Well, if he was honest, he'd say, because I printed all that money for Congress. Sorry. Too bad your job and your house has to get it. But that's where we are now. Well, it'll take at least a job loss of $1 million. But, you know, if I do this, it could be $4 million, too. We're not really sure. It could be on the order of four times that. We don't know. Oh, and your wages will have to go down. This is just the beginning of it, Lee, and we're already seeing predictions of stuff we haven't seen since the Great Depression. I mean, I got to tell you, that scares me. That is not financial stability.
Heard another report where they said that shipping from overseas is down 20%. And, in fact, the cost of shipping now has dropped some 80%, which means it's oversupplied. So in other words, the shipping from the imports we're bringing into this country are being reduced. There's only one reason you do that, because you've got too much supply and there's not enough demand.
And that goes exactly what Maersk told us six weeks ago.
When
they said in the middle of July, the U.S. economy hit a wall and the warehouses are full. People realize they can't afford to buy this stuff anymore because of inflation, and it all backed up again. And so all this stuff sitting in warehouses. And because nobody's buying it because they can't move it. We saw that in the corporate reports from Walmart and Target and others. And now we're seeing all this weird stuff. Did you see this? See, I debated whether to tell you this, Lee, because if I tell the people.
You think it might happen?
Well, no. I don't care about much of anything else right now, except I'm going to have a bang-up Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Okay, I know where you're going. Yeah,
do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I already, because you remember we were getting ready to have that strike?
Yeah.
I went out and bought all the non-perishables for Thanksgiving, like the stuffing and stuff, because nobody's taking that from me, okay? I don't care. They're not doing it. So I've got all that stuff for Thanksgiving. Crash is like, Ma, what are you doing? You know Thanksgiving's not for a long time yet. And I'm like, yeah, well, we lived in the Biden economy. You got to prepare, you know?
Exactly.
So, I don't know if I should tell everyone about butter because I myself am planning to run out.
Saw that.
Right after the show. I'm not making this up. I am going right after the show, and I'm going to buy 2 to 3 months worth of butter.
Suddenly there's going to be a run on butter in the Southeast thanks to the Terra Servatius.
Well, see, last time I did this, there was a run on Listerine.
Yeah.
And Rambo Loco went to get some because he was, you know, he's a fan of the show, and he was dying laughing because all the brown Listerine was gone. Not the green, though. Literally, as he's listening to the show, he's like, oh, I didn't try that. By the way, he's cleaning everything with Listerine now. He has his own spray bottle, and he's walking around because he hates the chemicals and that stuff. You could kill anything with Listerine. You know they used to use
it. Now the whole Servatius household has a minty fresh smell.
Well, no, you use the brown. It's okay, no, right. But yeah, you clean everything with it. It works great. Toilets, surfaces. It's actually a very non-chemical cleaner. They used to use it as a for surgery in the late 1800s.
Yeah.
You could use, if you have to do emergency surgery in your basement, which we may be doing here before it's all over.
Of course, the Civil War surgeons didn't even use anesthesia, so that's not really an option for us.
Well,
Tara,
no, it was after the Civil War they started using Listerine. It was originally for surgery. It was antiseptic, but now you can rinse your mouth with it and clean your entire kitchen, apparently. Anyway, butter. Yeah, butter. So we're looking at a butter shortage, which to me, Lee, as other women listening, I mean, to me, that is absolutely a true crisis.
Core.
I saw that. I don't have time, but I am going
that's
today
core
to get
to
the
your
butter.
Cooking objectives. No question. And it's actually the better for you than margarine or any type of butter substitute.
I don't need that stuff.
No. And there's something else that goes along with butter. Butterball turkeys. You better go ahead and get them.
Yeah, maybe I should go ahead and pick up. Are the turkeys out yet?
I have not. I'm waiting for it because they're. I've been reading reports that because of bird flu and who knows what else, there's, you know, all kinds of things that have been impacting the turkey supply for the coming Thanksgiving season. So when the turkeys hit the freezer, I'm going to snag a couple and get them in my freezer. I think it was on the Butterball website, too. They said the frozen turkeys can last up to 2 years in a freezer.
All right, well, I'm going to pick one of those up today. I got to get a good 25-pounder.
Maybe for this Thanksgiving and next Thanksgiving.
Yeah, 24.
Exactly.
You know what? I'm going to be on the lookout now.
Yeah.
Except now that you've gone ahead and said that, Lee, now there's going to be any turkeys.
I know. It's going to be a run on turkeys.
It's going to be a run on turkey. We do that. Well, apparently the butter supply in storage facilities awaiting the holidays is down 22% over a year ago. So You know, maybe we look at it like, it's everybody for ourselves in the WRD audience.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna bring you the news like first, and you go out and make a run on the butter. Go ahead, get the butter before everybody else does. We're gonna be way ahead of those people on the listening to the planet. Okay. And if you see them, they all look homeless.
Yeah, exactly.
Just elbow them aside, like the host themselves. Just elbow them aside and grab some butter.
All right.
Just run them over with your cart. It'll be okay. I love to poke the Rise guys, by the way, because they'll poke me back on the air.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and you know what? You know what? If I could get them to mention me on the air, people who love them will come over here to check me out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And they might, some of them, stick around and like the show.
A little cross-pollination. It never hurts.
Yeah, no problem. So every time they trash me, it's just good for me. So, go ahead and run those Rise guys listeners over and get yourself some butter.
Collision on aisle three of the butter.
I know. Texter writes, butter shortage. I use half a truckload for my Christmas bake. I know, me too. I'm right there with you. I don't even know what all I use it for. I mean, just, I go through it. My husband will be like, well, I just ran and got you a pound. I'm like, I know, I need another one. So there you go. By the way, I'm not eating it, Lee. I'm baking it for other people.
Well, yes. Yeah.
Because I like my new PhD weight loss look.
There you go.
So.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Folks, sign of the times. See what happened at New York University? They got students in an organic chemistry class got their professor fired. Why? Because the course was too hard. He was fired after a group of 80 students started a petition claiming his class was too hard. Now, what do you hear his stats? The class is very hard if you don't attend it or watch the videos he spent $5,000 of his own money putting online. They're his, his lectures for his class. Kids were complaining, well, I'm in COVID, I'm afraid to come. It's so scary. So we said, okay. He put them online. It's the same lectures from class. So, I mean, if you were too lazy to go to class, you could sit there in the comfort of your PJs and watch them online. Again, the school did not pay for that. He did. The funny thing about the lectures he's put online is he could tell how many times they're downloaded. He could tell how many times they're watched, which is to say, not a lot. So he's lost his job because they say it was just too hard. It was 82 of his 350 students who signed the petition. Students said the high-stakes course, notorious for ending many a dream of medical school, was too hard, blaming Dr. Jones for their poor test scores. We're very concerned about our scores and find that they are not an accurate reflection of the time and effort put into the class. We urge you to realize that a class with such a high percentage of withdrawals and low grades has failed to make students' learning and well-being a priority and reflects poorly on the chemistry department. But he had the stats for the downloads for the lectures, and he also had the class attendance, and a lot of kids just didn't go and didn't bother to watch it. They wanted an easy grade, and they didn't get one. And then they threw a temper tantrum, which back when I was in college, this would not have been enough to get you out of your failing grade. He said they just didn't make the grade. Just couldn't do it. And now the solution is fire the professor. That's unbelievable. It's unbelievable, but it leads to this. It's not your imagination. College students are getting worse. Professor Clark Ross of Davidson says, look, these kids in my class, they cannot cut it anymore. He writes, this past spring, With 31 student grades administered, I had a GPA of 2.4%, essentially a flat C. My course is 14-week, one-semester class that covers both introductory microeconomics and macroeconomics. Of my 31 students this spring semester, I had 12 who showed strong interest in economic theory and performed well. Others appeared baffled by the theory. In both this is Davidson. You got to be smart to go there, or you used to be. In both microeconomics and macroeconomics, 9 students received a grade of D or F. This performance was perhaps the worst by any group I have had in my 50 years of teaching introductory economics, going back to my first offering in 1972. Well, I mean, yeah, they're baffled by economics. I mean, economics uses math. I mean, you can't go through Common Core math. You think you understand economics? That's the point, duh. They don't want anybody to understand economics. Nobody will understand what they're doing. Texter rates. Oh, my God, I love this. On the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line 71307. Getting a kick out of picturing your FBI agents. Oh, yeah, the one spying on me, according to the New York Post, for criticizing the government. Getting a kick out of picturing your FBI agents, the one surveilling me. Getting a kick out of picturing your FBI agents telling their comrades about all the stuff they're using brown Listerine for now. I know. It's going to be great. Texter writes, now I have to stockpile butter along with my 9mm. Texter writes, I am getting ground turkey and ground beef and making turkey meatloaf for Thanksgiving. Yeah, let me know how that goes. I got to tell you, though, it doesn't sound appetizing. If the attendance at your house this year is not high, well, I'm just saying. Texter writes, butter shortage. I use half a truckload for my Christmas baking. I know, you and me both, sister. Texter writes, hey, Tara. The price and shortage of specialty foods is unbelievable. I have to be gluten, dairy, soy, nut free. Oh, you're just going to starve. You're just going to starve. I mean, it's good luck. Texter writes, OMG, Tara, love you and your show. Well, thank you. I use that Listerine in a spray bottle in my husband's work boots, my sneakers, my kid's shoes. It works better than anything else, even odor eaters. Thanks for the tip. Yeah, no problem. Another texter writes, pouring Listerine on Biden would have no effect on the stench. Yeah, I know. Texter writes, as far as the butter goes, you should be buying salted butter, not that unsalted stuff. The unsalted butter is not even American. I agree. That's not American. Texter writes, hey, Tara, my mother started canning chicken. Oh, that's cool. That's a legacy. Better than one I got from my family. Texter writes, reminds me of my 7-year-old daughter explaining to me why I should clean up her room. Oh, I bet that was hilarious. Did you humor and listen to the whole thing or just send her packing upstairs? Texter writes, Tara, that organic chemistry professor fired at NYU had a former student say that tends to be a weed out class. Yo, chemistry was always a weed out class. It was a weed out class when I was at UNC. All those people who think they're going to be med students, they take it and they get crushed. This is an American tradition. This is not new. Texter writes, making your own butter is pretty easy. Well, I may be doing that before too long here at this rate. Where to go? Texter writes, Tara, I was literally reading that hot air article about college students getting dumber as you were talking about it on the show. Well, I know. Yeah, Sam Fest, and I read your mind. And finally, Texter writes, Santa can't even afford coal for Christmas this year. Well, he's also not allowed to use it. Carbon footprint and all. If we had a terror attack in this country, would you hear about it? We have had a series of terror attacks, over 100 of them. 70 with significant damage to buildings, 16 of which Jane's Revenge has taken credit for. Firebombings. It's like Kristallnacht. They've decided, it's bizarre. They've decided to attack pregnancy crisis centers because you should have aborted that baby or something. Yes, they provide counseling, ultrasounds, and stuff like that. But a lot of what they do is to provide support for those very moms when they decide to have their children, God forbid, right? God forbid's the left's position. And we were just helping with one of those in my church this past week. And donations, diapers, that sort of stuff. And you should. You should help with that. Especially if you're a believer in the pro-life message, you should walk the walk. Help those moms who do it. It's tough to be a single mom. It's even tougher with pregnancy crisis centers blowing up all over the country, including one called Compass in Buffalo. Massive firebombing. Windows blown out. Building pretty much destroyed. $150,000 worth of damage. All because they counsel women who are waffling. They don't want to have an abortion, but they're afraid to have the baby. What the left finds objectionable about that, I don't know, but they would prefer to kill it right up into the moment of birth, so, you know, who knows. But it's what the FBI is doing is terrifying. 16 of these Jean's Revenge is taken credit for. They did not take credit for this one on their website, which is normally where they do it. But what they did do was sign, you know, Jane, like Love Jane, at the site of the burning building. So, I mean, the FBI is investigating, right? No. FBI ever raided the home of Jane's Revenge publisher? No. Okay, not them. FBI made any arrests? No. They're too busy arresting pro-life protesters who commit misdemeanors that are so silly that the local DA won't prosecute them. That'll earn you a 25-agent pre-dawn raid with guns drawn and children terrified. But if you're Jane's Revenge, and in a single one of these fire bombings, you've done $150,000 worth of damage, and you sign your name before you leave, FBI don't care. In fact, they'll help you cover it up. Wait, what? No, they'll help you cover it up. You heard me. Tucker Carlson had a piece on this. See, what they've done, this is the same pattern as the Pulse nightclub. When they want to cover something up, either because it makes the left look bad or they're trying to protect them from the fallout of their crimes, they'll come up, they'll come take evidence. They did this in a Pulse nightclub shooting. Remember, they helped spread the rumor and allowed the rumor to persist that a gay man had done the Pulse nightclub shooting? Yeah, because it was actually a member of ISIS who yelled Allahu Akbar into the 9/11 operator's ear while he did it. But that would hurt Barack Obama. His election was coming up. So they came and took the tapes, took all of them. You couldn't hear him pledging allegiance to ISIS and screaming as he did it. He wasn't a frustrated gay man, not by a long shot, but that's what they wanted you to think. So they took the tapes, and they kept them for a year. Wouldn't let anybody have them, despite the FOIA request. And then when it was safe for Obama and the election was over, they let him out. That's FBI for you. They're doing the same thing to protect Jane's Revenge now, apparently so that they can continue with their reign of terror. And as usual, Tucker Carlson's one of the few people on it. This is an important story.
We didn't used to have FBI raids on the basis of alleged misdemeanors in this country. Now we do if you vote the wrong way. But at the same time, the FBI is all but ignoring violence committed against people who don't vote for Joe Biden. In June, criminals firebombed a pro-life pregnancy center in Buffalo, a place called Compass Care Pregnancy Services. The people who did this, the bombers, have not been caught. Why? Because the FBI has not even bothered to investigate. A firebombing. Now, local police and the feds took surveillance footage from the center, but they didn't do anything with it. But they didn't give it back to the center. The center is suing to get it back. Then the attorney for the local police told the crisis pregnancy center they can't have their own tapes back because those tapes might inspire right-wing violence. Are you following the logic here? It's completely insane. It's utterly politicized law enforcement. It's the deepest level of corruption. It's totally unacceptable. You can't have a country run like this.
No, you can't. And so without the surveillance video, which was taken by the local police, they're very liberal too, and have been largely unresponsive, then that was turned over to the FBI. They didn't have any copies. That is blocking the investigation. They won't turn the evidence back over. The FBI is not investigating themselves. That's how they protect terrorists on the left, is what they do. I guarantee you they're protecting Antifa this way too. Just par for the course with these people. So where are we with this? Well, the reverend who runs it went on Tucker last night. I just want you to hear this because this is it's jaw-dropping. I said they are protecting leftist terrorists in much the same way they are protecting Hunter Biden from the consequences of his crimes and enabling new crimes in the process.
The FBI has gone from abdicating their duty to provide equal justice under the law to pro-life people like us to downright attacking us. And that was our concern when we filed suit against the Amherst Police Department taking charge of the investigation to get our video back so we can start to prosecute whoever the perpetrators are. We came out, and I was concerned that they would engage character assassination. That is the FBI. That would be their next step. Over 70 attacks on pro-life organizations across the country, zero arrests. I mean, look, it's naive to think that the largest law enforcement agency on the globe with the best forensic technology known to man doesn't know not a single person who's engaging in these attacks. If it's not the FBI doing it, they certainly know who is, and they're choosing not to make arrests. And we need equal protection under the law. Look, Jane's Revenge is the abortion terrorist group, the pro-abortion terrorist group that's taking responsibility for these attacks, and they're getting a pass. And I'd say, look, Jane's Revenge is the Democratic Party's new KKK, and the new cross in the front yard is burning down pregnancy centers. But instead of denigrating the personhood of black people, they're denigrating the personhood of preborn boys and girls and anybody that seeks to stand up for them.
Well, you can't allow firebombings in your country, period. I mean, Congress has shut the FBI down over the. And really quick, were you really told that you could not have your own surveillance tapes back because those tapes of a firebombing of your property might inspire right-wing terrorism? I mean, it doesn't even seem real.
Yes. Oh, yes. We're in the process of suing. I mean, there's litigation. There's active litigation happening right now to get our video back. And so we can just see it. In fact, the town attorney representing the police department went so far as to say, to characterize pro-life people supporting us as AK-47 gun-toting people going around bombing and killing people. They're vilifying us.
Man, I grew up in this country. I'm trying not to be hysterical or alarmist. You don't want to make something sound worse than it is, but the facts alone in this story are really stunning to the conscience. They really are. The Reverend James Hardin joining us tonight. Thank you.
They are stunning to the conscience. It's a dual justice system, but they're pushing it down, just like I said they would, to the local level and making terror attacks possible. 20 years ago, 30 years ago, Jane's Revenge wouldn't still be out there. Their homes unraided. They are today. 70 bombings later. Texter writes, makes no sense to try to prevent right-wing terrorism while aiding and abetting left-wing terrorism. Well, that's not the goal. No, the idea is to create a two-tiered justice system where right-wingers are afraid to protest. That is the goal. I've been explaining this since they put the barrier up around the Capitol. Now, protest is legal if you're peaceful. Oh, well, yeah. But as their policies get more radical, they realize the size of the crowds are going to grow and they're going to be angrier. Not violent necessarily, but angrier. And look, the January 6th protest, which was peaceful. They couldn't find a single gun anywhere. Nobody firebombed anything like Jane's Revenge. And it didn't happen. Nobody was killed. They can't have these large protests. They cannot have it. And so this is why, if you notice, one of the things they're doing, they're targeting protesters. Whether it's January 6th with fake narratives, fake dead police officers that didn't actually die at the hands of protesters, not even close. The guy died of natural causes. God bless him. He had a stroke. They lied about it for months. It's to make people so hesitant to have their lives destroyed. And all you need is the video footage of the FBI raid. I mean, that's it. You're not going to work again. I mean, it doesn't matter if they prosecute you. That's immaterial. You got a footage of your home being ready. You're never getting a job again. You're done. That's what they're doing. These are all protesters. And this is the goal. This is the goal, to make Americans understand you can't protest outside an abortion clinic. What people don't realize about the father of seven who was arrested is that He shoved an abortion protester, right? So the FBI is lying and they're saying, well, that's, you know, you cannot impede somebody's access to an abortion clinic. Okay, that applies to patients. He did not shove a patient. And it's got to be in front of the clinic, right? It's got to have something to do with impeding access to the clinic. Well, the problem is the guy wouldn't get out of his son's face. You could see this in the video. So what did he do? He did what he should have. He de-escalated. He left the scene. He and his son left. The guy was yelling obscenities and profanities in his face. The kid was getting spit on his face. That's how close he was. So he said, his son, come on, let's go. And they go and they start walking and they're moving away from the abortion clinic. That's how you should defuse a situation like that. The guy wouldn't leave him alone. So the whole basis of the federal law is that you can't impede somebody from going into the clinic. They left. And the guy still wouldn't leave him alone. He's screaming in his son's face, following him. And the dad pushed him. Now, should you push him? No. Being the liberal local DA didn't even prosecute it. That's how outrageous this is. Why are they using the manpower of 25 armed agents when they allow Jane's Revenge to operate freely and firebomb clinics? $150,000 damage to the one in Buffalo. Why are they doing that? To send the message, if you show up in public, God help you. We will wreck you. That's the message. They've got to tamp down these crowds. They cannot have people, particularly coming to the Capitol. They cannot have that visual because the Democrat Party, and they are part of the Democrat Party, it's impossible to tell where the FBI ends and Democrat Party begins. They cannot have the visual of millions of people. They have to create the fear.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.